Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, I like it when big guys beat the hell out of each other. It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
Taking supernatural strength.
Fury for the
and that's it. It's over. Russell Moore waves it off. He's not counting. The Gypsy King is the heavyweight champion.
So I didn't see the big boxing match. It was in Vegas over the weekend between Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. I wish I had watched it. It was
Fury and Wilder. Are these stage names? Are they like pro wrestlers?
But many people are calling it as exciting a fight as they've ever seen ever. Hmm. And just reading the script of it, and Alex watched it and said it was awesome. The promoter, who's a promoter for Fury, the guy who end up winning, said that he thinks that it's the best live heavyweight fight he's ever seen. He's 69 years old. But anyway, I'll just give you a quick rundown very quickly, because if you didn't see it, you didn't see it. But so Deontay Wilder knocks down Tyson Fury twice. Well, he gets knocked down himself in the third round.
Okay.
So he gets knocked down himself. Then he comes back the fourth round, knocks down Tyson Fury twice. And you think, oh my God, you got knocked down. Come back the next round, knock him down twice. Then Deontay Wilder gets knocked down in the 10th, gets back up, then gets knocked down in the 11th and doesn't get back up. That's like the way you write it for a script, to go back and forth and back and forth like that. I've never seen a fight where that many knockdowns happen back and forth. It sounds awesome. I might even watch it knowing the result of it.
Men beating each other into unconsciousness sounds awesome to you, does it?
So,
it doesn't.
Excellent.
Disgusting.
It's funny. For whatever reason, I'm okay with boxing, but I don't like mixed martial arts. And I'm not exactly sure why.
Which does much less permanent damage than boxing does.
But I find looking at it, it looks more gruesome to me. So I don't know why. Anyway, I'll check that out. And a lot of people are thinking this could be the return of heavyweight fighting being a thing. I don't know if that's true or not.
It could help.
Certainly
not
wouldn't
sure
hurt.
That's important, but I was a huge boxing fan back in the day, though. The great fights, I watched them all.
Oh, absolutely. Of course, you didn't have to pay for them back then. They were just on TV at night.
Well, that's a good thing, because I was a child, and I had no money.
That's true. How do you feel about punctuation online? Like you're tweeting and texting.
Well, I'm a grammar national socialist, so I've got to be 100% grammatically correct at all times, yeah.
I don't worry about it at all.
Yeah.
I want you to be able to just understand what I said, But since I mostly voice everything, if it gets the there wrong, whatever.
Oh, I would stay up at night worry. Oh, my God. I can't believe I sent that before I checked the form of there.
No, oh. I am. In fact, I want to do that because I think we're going to move away from that making any difference. It's the evolution of language that I think will happen with the internet. Of course, it's also possible that they'll come up with various algorithms and everything like that that will figure it out for you. And so when you voice text, it will choose the proper form.
I think that's more likely.
That's probably more likely.
And I'd call it the devolution of language anyway. Language is getting dumber and dumber. You read some of the letters that folks wrote each other like back in the 19th century. They were gorgeous. Their vocabulary was amazing.
Yeah. That's true.
It's fantastic. Now it's what's up, F you.
You can't possibly make the argument though. If I text you, if you say I can't find my headphones, and I text you back, I looked in the office, they're not there. And I put the different wrong form of there, you got the message 1,000%.
No,
that you
I'll delete it. I'll delete it. I won't have illiterate mumblings polluting my phone. We'll just grunt like a caveman.
The point of communication is to give you a message. And the message was the headphones were not there. And if it's T-H-E-I-R instead of T-H-E-R-E.
Who's? Who are you referring to? They're not theirs? Is that what you meant? Oh,
anyway.
My illiterate friend.
The reason I come up with this is they... A missing apostrophe cost a guy a whole bunch of money in Australia.
How interesting.
And there have been a number of these court cases, I guess, around things that aren't like completely legal documents, but people tweet something out or email or something and the punctuation is wrong and then it ends up being a thing. So somebody criticized another dude in a tweet, I think it was. It's a defamation suit, which they have way different laws in other countries than we have in the United States on that anyway. But it's a defamation suit in which somebody writes, oh, Stuart Gann, this is the guy he's criticizing, selling multi-million dollar homes in Pearl Beach, but you can't pay his employees superannuation, whatever a superannuation is, paying some benefit to his employee.
Yeah, okay,
well,
fair enough.
It was supposed to be employee apostrophe S. As opposed to no apostrophe, and it's just E-E-S. So it read as he doesn't pay any of his employees benefit.
Uh-huh.
But the criticism was from a story he'd come across where this guy had not paid one particular employee's benefit.
Oh, okay. And suggesting that he was ripping off his entire workforce.
Right, as opposed to one person.
Yes.
Which he disputes that claim.
Of course, it could be the employee's apostrophe, which would be the same thing. And in fact, the no apostrophe at all would be grammatically incorrect, and I would immediately delete it. As I mentioned, I won't have my phone polluted by illiterate accusations.
So if you got, I want to pick something that not horrifying. But like, your brother's been in a car wreck. You get that text. You just delete it. You don't look into whether or not your brother's been in a car wreck. Because if it doesn't have the right punctuation on brothers. I don't have two brothers, so I don't know what you're talking about. Delete.
And if I had two brothers, saying your brother's been in a car wreck is illiterate. Delete. Exactly. I won't have it. I won't have my eyes sullied by that sort of filth.
But because of their laws in Australia with defamation and everything like that, that lack of apostrophe cost this person a whole bunch of money because he defamed this gentleman about the way he entreats all his employees.
Wow.
In a way that the court agreed.
Just going to prove my point. Proper punctuation and grammar are so important, even in the illiterate modern world.
Goodest podcast ever. Well, I guess that's it.
I won't read it.
I won't have it.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters. Every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.